Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Christina Kelly, who works for Today Media, helping customers reach their target audience through digital and print and events. I have Sarah Martin, who is an events production agency and a real estate investor in historic cottages. How cool is that? I have Jim Lee. He is at StratFi, where he does financial futurist work and has a very interesting book that I suggest you check out. And I have Simon Coles from the UK. He owns a small software company and is the founder of Better Conversations, where he brings clean language to the business world. The question I have for you today, how do you respond when someone says, "I'm sorry you feel that way," as a way of apologizing? Simon, kick us off.
So I think it can be context dependent. It could be that you're in a deep, thoughtful relationship and somebody's splitting out actions versus your feelings. Mm. And you could work from that. Sometimes it's the non-apology and they're just manipulative, cynical people. And I would tend to not want to interact with them anymore.
That's sort of where I was thinking in my mind. Usually when someone's doing that, they're hoping to like slide past you and not really like the non-apology. And I think I would have to make a choice whether I wanted to continue to engage and pull that out to the forefront by saying like, "I really feel like you're not being truly authentic in your apology, because it's not about my feelings, it's about your actions." And so I think in that respect, you just sort of have to make a choice if you're willing to go down that rabbit hole and if the relationship is valuable enough to do so.
I agree. When I first heard it, I thought, "I'm sorry you feel that way." That's not an apology. I've seen it used as a strategy when people are experiencing conflict and they don't want to engage with the person. And it's kind of a way to end the conversation to say, "I'm sorry you feel that way." You're basically being dismissed if somebody says that to you. It could be phrased so many better ways if it actually were an apology. So I think it's a non-apology and it's very dismissive.
Yeah, I'd say don't use it. If you thought about saying it, don't say it. But if you hear it, it's also a indication that whatever you're working on hasn't completely been resolved yet.
I've definitely had situations. So this news flash, I can be a little bit snarky. And so when people have said that to me, I have said, "No, you're not. And obviously this conversation is over," which is, I mean, abrupt.
Correct.
So unless you're willing to deal with that abruptness and the blowback that comes from that, I'm not recommending that necessarily as a strategy for handling it when someone says it, but I have done that.
So yeah. I think the majority of time it's a power play and deserves whatever contemptuous response you feel like doing in the moment. But it can also be genuine in terms of it separating out and basically saying, "You feel that way. I'm sorry you feel that way," but there needs to be a follow-on sentence. Like, what causes you to feel like that? Or is there anything I did or something? So it can be genuine, I think. And when used genuinely is actually very useful because it's focusing on the thing that's probably been expressed, which is you've got some feelings and then you work back from that.
I think you'd have to be in an awfully nuanced relationship for that to be used in a positive way.
Well, I think good relationships are nuanced, aren't they?
Yes. I just can't imagine a situation with anyone except maybe you, Simon, who, if they said that to me, I wouldn't be like, "No, oh no, we are not going there."
So Simon, what would be the clean language alternative to saying this?
Well, you would acknowledge, "I'm sorry you feel that way. What happened just before you felt that? Or is there anything else about how you feel about this? Where does that feeling come from?" So you'd explore, but I mean, it's not necessarily a clean thing, but you would always acknowledge how somebody felt in some way.
And I think that maybe it's the "I'm sorry" part, because sometimes when you say "I'm sorry," it means I did something wrong. Sometimes it means I feel bad for you. And sometimes it just means, "Shut up, I don't care."
Yeah, I think intent matters, doesn't it? And I think if that came from a stranger or somebody you've got a less of a close relationship with, you would be entitled to think that it's not a very helpful comment. It's basically screw you.
I think that question you just asked, what happened right before, is super relevant, because what leads into someone saying, "I'm sorry you feel that way," and their tone, I think, dictates. Yeah. And if they're saying it as an apology, which is how we kind of phrase the question at the top, I think then you have a decision to make of, is the relationship worth the trouble to try and suss out what all that means?
Yeah, I think too, it begs the question of what is a proper apology? And as far as how can you really address an apology of someone that does have feelings that are hurt? And 9 times out of 10, the way I attack it is I acknowledge what it is. And I really try to understand what it is that I've done or said. And from that, then I try to come up with a plan of how to correct, so that there's a plan of action of how to adjust so that the situation doesn't occur again, or there's some fuller commitment or something of that nature. I do believe most relationships, regardless of if they're productive or not, are important. Not everyone has to be your best friend. You know, and dealing with difficult people is going to happen all the time, every time. And you can't let difficult people get in the way of your goals. It's a hard line. You really got to have someone that really is malicious and really trying to hurt you in some way, I think, to be able to cut them out. But at the same time, this question really did bring to light for me, what is the right way to say you're sorry?
So you bring up a really interesting question there about when is it appropriate to edit your life and go, you as the person, I just don't want you in my life. I mean, personally, obviously people talk about it, but I think also in business, the older I get, the more I realize that actually I should just pick and choose who I do business with.
That's a key factor. In our office, we have an Epic Icon formula, and it's one of the ways that we design our lives, and very specific. And one of them is, who do you let go of and who do you keep? And it sounds like it's heartless. It really does. Because some of the people that you decide to let go of can be very close to you. But ultimately, in order for you to live the life that you want to live, sometimes it's necessary. There's only so many hours in the day and so much energy you got. So you can only share with so many people.
Yeah, you made a distinction, sir, between productive and unproductive relationships. And I thought that was very interesting because I haven't thought of things that way before.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it goes to back to the point I make in my TEDx talk, which is, if there's no water in the well, stop going there looking for a drink. Like, make the decision of recognizing, is there water in this well? And if the answer is no, then you can decide whether you want them in your life or not, but stop going there looking for them to give you something if they don't have it to give.
Yeah. I think, and if you truly cared or were concerned about this person feeling whatever way it was, and you heard that, it would be more of a, gosh, I feel terrible that you feel that way. I'm sorry you feel that way. It's just kind of like shutting it down.
You will know if it's genuine. Certainly you'd never use that phrase on email where there's no other information. But in person, it could actually genuinely touch somebody because it's basically, I care about your feelings.
Well, and I think it depends upon too, if it's something I did that made them feel that way, then it would be, I hate that I did that to you. Let's see if we can fix it. Whereas if it's an outside thing that caused them to feel that way, you have a different response of, oh, I feel bad with you about that. We have to go back to what Jim said at the top. Just don't say it to people. It's not nice. It's not useful. Yeah, yeah. It's loaded with minefields. Just don't say that to people. Yeah.
So what would you say instead?
The thing I would say is, I hate that you feel that way. Or I hate that I caused that kind of feeling for you. Can we talk through it? But that would be where I would go, is I hate that. So I would own it. Not, I'm sorry you feel that way, but how I feel about how they feel, I think is what I would do.
Yes, better.
Like, it makes me sad that you feel that way. Like, I would talk about me.
But isn't that what, I'm sorry you feel that way? Isn't that the same thing? You're saying, oh, you're sorry.
No, those words together are a blow off.
Okay. So is it just that that particular set of phrases has 20 odd years ago got captured by the sort of customer service manual and we now don't believe it?
Yeah.
I think that's definitely true. I think that it's definitely true that if someone says, I'm sorry you feel that way, that's immediately like, you don't care, it doesn't matter, and you want me to shut up.
So is it just another one of those phrases that's been adopted into corporate speak and has lost all
meaning? Yes.
Yeah, which is why it's so hard to respond to, because the words themselves mean something, but together they don't mean anything anymore.
So really this is about the destruction of human relationships by corporate speak.
Potentially. Let's just blame corporate greed. There we go. That's what we'll do.
I think too, like, I mean, I'm not sure that I would say like, I hate it, or I would assign an emotion, one of my emotions, to their feelings. I think more it would be like, just I really am interested in investigating what made you feel that way. Because obviously that wouldn't be my intent on a daily basis.
And an apology has to come from the heart, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the way that that's delivered is just so flat and so heartless that you know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that is our 10 minutes of talking about I'm sorry you feel that way. And I hope you don't feel like we didn't have enough time. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.